What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers into the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including western region of my mental health. And the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerting, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker's smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a lone gust wind in the bedroom.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are here on this Friday before Christmas, Christmas weekend. I'm one of the only live shows on Genesis today. We had Mr. Valentine on and myself. But we're live, we're direct, we're gonna be talking, with my friend Ted Pike, Reverend Ted Pike, in just a few minutes. And, it's great to have you here with me today. You know, it's the reason is the season there, my guy, my friends. And, Christmas is the celebration. For my Jewish, listeners out there, happy Hanukkah to you all. And, for anybody else celebrating another type of religious, enjoyment. I hope you have a nice holiday as well. You know, this is Truth Radio at its best, ladies and gentlemen. And we here at the French Connection, we don't pull punches. We say it like we find them. We call them like we see them. And it's been a long, hard road here for the last year. I've been on radio now for 1 year, and having been through the meat grinder over this year, and I've come up against some terrible adversaries and made some wonderful and lasting, enduring friendships. And I'm, you know, it's time to take stock and to thank everybody who's helped me. The fact is, you know, we're still fighting the good fight. There are people waking up across the country. I am working hard to expose the truth, and I'm also trying my darndest to clean up this movement so we have a powerful force to fight with. And of course, I'll never be able to do any of that by myself, certainly not. I'm not that powerful, guys. I just don't have that kind of gravitas. But I do have a voice, and the voice I have, I believe, is one that can motivate, move people, allow them to see the folly in certain paths and allow them to see the positive things in others. And that's really the job I'm trying to do here. You know, I came out yesterday very voraciously and said that I'd like to see people move away from UFO stuff because it pollutes the message of the truth that we're trying to share. It's nonsense, guys, and it's a difficult thing for me to have to come out and almost trash people for it. But it comes to my attention that most people, you know, they're not going to wrap their brain around the reality of that's nonsense. I don't know why that is, but I'll give you a statistic. 80% of the American public believe in some sort of extraterrestrial life. 20% in Europe. Now, there's a reason for that, ladies and gentlemen. The nonsense of UFOs has been shoved down the Americans' throats and the Canadians' throats and, in fact, the Anglo-Saxon world's throat for the last 30 years. And if you take a look at this movement, you'll find that it is riddled with people of the Jewish persuasion, certainly not religious Jews, Zionist Jews. Take a look at them. Take a look who they are, who's spinning the spin, who's putting out the stuff. And most of them, Mr. Greer and all the rest of them, you take a look at my website. I've got a little research piece on the very fact. Why would they do that? Well, if you got enough people believing this insanity, this nonsense, and you also mix it in with truth, what you end up doing is you discredit all of it. It's called a straw man theory, and it works very, very well. They have used it repeatedly for generations, even centuries, even millennia, that people will tend to discount everything when they find something untruthful in something else. So all they need to do is find one untruthful thing in the group of statements, and they discount all of it. Well, that's the very reason why they're mixing, I saw God in a piece of toast, or, Jesus came to me in an ice cube, or alien autopsies being performed underneath the desert, or, there was a flying saucer that zooped me out of my bedroom and took me to Alpha Centauri for drinks with Elvis Presley. I don't know. But the fact is, when you mix that with some facts from 9/11, and there are a lot of facts mixed in from 9/11, I'm not talking fallacy, real facts from 9/11, people who come looking for information will tend to discount all of it. It's a very simple equation. It's a simple concept. But for me, trying to fight this fight, it's absolutely damning for me to go up against these people who are listening to this stuff. I can't get traction on my truth when people are doing this stuff. So I've called for it to stop. I'm not doing it because I'm a nasty, bad person trying to destroy somebody's somebody's gig, somebody's radio show, somebody's website, somebody's stuff. I'm doing it because I want to save the darn country, and I know that this is one of the big elements that's killing it. So this is, this is a thing that, I was angry yesterday, and I generally don't get angry on the radio. I might rant a little bit, but I was just plain angry yesterday. And if I came across that way, guys, I apologize because, I do have a right to be upset about stuff like this because I'm pouring my heart and soul into this thing, and I find this stuff to just make me sick to my stomach. Anyway, of course, we've been over the target, my webmaster Eric and myself. We've been over the target, so we've been getting attacked. We've been getting attacked in on chat rooms, websites, everything. Until we started really pushing hard on the truth about Zionism and how it's been killing our planet, we were virtually left free to do whatever we wanted. But things have changed precipitously since we started really nailing the truth. And they're coming out of the woodwork against us. One recent article was from a guy named John Carlson. And this man's writing was so poor, so bad, and his juxtapositions, his assertions, his logic was so suspect, so poorly thought out, that it was almost laughable. But if it was on a website that gets millions of viewers. So I found it necessary to respond because of the number of people that he gets to see his nonsense. And, of course, I have my own outlets of hardworking people with me that get millions of viewers also. So you can go on to my website and read what my response to it is. Some of it's actually humorous. I think you'll enjoy it. But when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we've got more for you today on The French Connection.
Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call CalBend toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalBendPureSoap.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Thanks for listening to The French Connection with Daryl Bradford Smith on GCN.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Daryl Bradford Smith, your host today on this 23rd day of December, live and direct on Genesis Communications Network. Isn't that wonderful? I bet most people aren't even tuning in because they don't think anything's live and direct today, but you know, I decided to do this today because I'm actually taking a couple of days off next week. Got some family members coming, gonna put my feet up and scratch my dog and walk around in the backyard and do stuff like that, you know, and open some presents and talk to some kids and I don't know. Play catch with my dog. I like to throw sticks to my dog and have some fun like that. But anyway, I hope you all are going to have a nice time and really unwind from all the stress and pressures of all this. It's especially listening to some of the bad news that comes over my show and others all the time. It can get wearing, huh? I don't want to be known as a negative guy, because I certainly am not. It's not my nature to be that way. But boy, you know, when we look around, I feel the dire need, and sometimes I forget to laugh. I gotta make sure that I keep myself laughing, because you know, I really went to school at the Three Stooges school of humor, my friends, and you know, I went to NYU for my intellectual degree, and I went to the Three Stooges University for my fun. So, but I forget that sometimes. You know, laughter is the best medicine. But some of these issues that we're going to treat today, we're going to talk a little bit about Kabbalah. If you were listening to Jack Blood's show on the other network, he was talking about a guy named Waxman. He was talking about how Kabbalah is this and Kabbalah is that. And, well, you know, I think I'm going to give a little bit of a different take on the Kabbalah today with Reverend Pike. We're going to discuss some of the implications of that particular mysticism. And, you know, and I'm going to try to treat it with the respect it deserves, because you know, it is a wholly researched item to many people, and to my Jewish listeners, I don't want to seem in any way disingenuous. But you know, there are people at the tops of each of our governments that we are battling. They most of them are not religious people. They don't care very much for being righteous about the things or their acts or their activities. So, you know, that doesn't mean we don't have to be. You know, you can still fight the good fight without being without ending up being a dirtbag. You don't have to, you know, if you roll around in mud with pigs, it's not hard for someone to call you the same thing. So I won't go there with that. But New Year's coming up in 2006. Wondering what's going to happen. I'd love to take a few calls if anybody wants to call up during Ted Pike's thing here. 1-800-259-5791. Can ask Ted and myself any question. It's going to be free and easy today. We're all alone on the network today. John on the board there is alone. We're just meandering around subjects and going to have some fun. And I promised John I would try not to swear on the air. I don't do that anyway. But yeah, I promised John I won't do it. And you know, it's Friday, man. It's Friday before Christmas. This is a nice time of year. Freezing cold out here in France. I mean, freezing. I wake up in the morning, everything's ice, solid ice. We've had like 20 degree nights. And I mean, it's not Minnesota weather for where John's at, but certainly 20 degrees is cold enough to have to you know, bundle up against the weather and warm the car up in the morning, get the scraper out and all that stuff. And but it's nice to sit in a warm home and have all the decorations around, and you know, my wife shaking boxes saying, "Well, what did you get me? What did you get me?" I'm sure that happens in everybody's house, but and more with the kids. But my kids are already grown and everything, you know, they're big, so more often than not, they just want me to send them more money is what they'd like. So I wish I had more to send them, but anyway. And when it comes to money, I know it's Christmas time, you know, and that's why when I've been asked for donations, by the way, my donations, I'm going to have my cousin come on who takes the donations for me over in California to P.O. Box. My full donations in 3 months are $382. That's how much I've received, $382. Now, considering my phone bill is about $400 a month, I'm still 2 months behind from the time that I asked for the help, which is... 380 is a lot better than none. Trust me. So I've almost got 1 month out of three that I've had my phone bill paid. So if I kind of accrue that out, it's reduced my bill by about 30% or so, which has been a godsend for me. You know, it makes possible my life to have a little bit of breathing room. Not a lot. But if you want to donate to the French Connection, you want the show to get bigger, you want me to do more advertising on the net, you want me to have all the things I need, send $1. $1. Not 10, not 5, not 20. Don't want all that money. Don't need all that money. Send a buck. It costs you $1.37. Put a dollar bill in a piece of paper, wrap it up, and put a 37-cent stamp on it, and that's it. And if we get a few people to send it, we could take care of this bill and maybe even drop a couple extra quid out there for an expansion of the message. You know, I'd like that. I'd like to expand this message. I'd like to make it as big as I can get it. You know, they're going to start asking me for more money at my web hosting company, because I'm getting rid of 17 gigabytes of information a week, and it's been as high as 22 gigabytes in a week, and it's starting to get into the point where they want extra money for it, so it's another small expense, and the message grows like I hope. We should be at 50 gigs a day, I mean a week, which would be really great. That would mean I'm doing a good job. You know, and I want to send out a big a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everybody who's been listening to me. Now, some of you are new to listening to me on the French Connection, and others of you have been with me probably since my RBN days. People like Renee and Drew and some of the others out there have been listening to me for a long time. And they've probably seen me develop. You know, this is a learning process for me like it is for everybody. We don't all come into this movement with the same types of knowledge or even the same capacity to have knowledge. And so everybody's kind of on their own little path to the truth. And my job has been trying to either give you opportunities to learn more or clear your path out for you. Get rid of the disinformation and the nonsense in front of you so that you have a possibility that you can end up getting more stuff in your learning process. You know, and it's working. I got to say, we are an elite radio show, The French Connection. We are one of a kind, ladies and gentlemen. I would dare say probably the fastest growing in the country. Certainly the website's the fastest growing anywhere. I can't imagine anybody growing quicker than 28,000%. Go to Alexa, my website, alexa.com. My website's up 28,000%. Now, I don't even know how that works out. And I've got a math background, and I can't figure out how that works. But if that doesn't tell you that we're hitting the right notes in this symphony that we're playing here, nothing will. But I'm proud to do this work for the country. You know, what you don't know is that, well, I'll tell you that later. When we come back, ooh, John's got some good music here. Great music, John. When we come back, we have my friend Ted Pike coming up. But until then, I'm going to stop and listen to this music.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
Broadcasting loud and proud from France, it's the French Connection on GCN.
Jazz great Miles Davis. Wonderful to hear Miles blow that horn. And we got a great guest today. He's been on the French Connection fighting for your rights to freedom of speech and spreading the word about just how dangerous a place we are in history for the constitutional guarantees that our founders, our forefathers wrote into our Constitution. And boy, there hasn't been a harder worker for this than Ted Pike, my guest. He's a reverend. He's a friend. He's a hard worker for the truth. He's even somebody that spends a little time with me from time to time on the telephone, informing me of the differences between stuff that I don't understand. And I appreciate that very much. Ted, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me, Daryl.
Well, it's great to have you with me here, Ted. You know, we're in the season. It's a great time to be with family, and I know you've got a full schedule right now. So I'm very grateful you made the time to be here with us. Lots of stuff still happening. 2006 is going to be a very big year, and I'm wondering, what do you see on the horizon for our biggest challenges aside from, you know, some of the obvious ones? I think we're going to still face this challenge from the Zionists, aren't we?
Yes, we are. You know, this is a time of great reverence toward Jesus Christ and his birth. And yet the ADL, as late as just last week, was holding a conference, I believe, in New York City on how they might more effectively go after Christians, go after Christian symbols and observances, and hold back Christian evangelism and so on. And so in contrast to the reverence of the season, the ADL is still as determined as ever to repress Christianity and repress Christian institutions. So I'm afraid we're going to have another big year with the ADL. Of course, last year, the ADL's main thrust was to try to get their big federal hate law passed, and it was very shocking September 22nd, when we were able to ram that through the House of Representatives in only 45 minutes. It was a dark moment in American history, but I believe that the American people rose to the challenge, and divine providence came down, and we were able to defeat the big federal ADL hate bill. The question remaining right now is the ADL going to have the nerve to resubmit that legislation, which has now been defeated five times, back into Congress? That's what we are waiting to see. If they do, I again will take to the airwaves through alternative talk radio primarily and sound the alarm with other Christian leaders, getting an avalanche of protest and a tremendous amount of education out of the process for the American people about the dangers of hate crimes legislation.
Well, doing battle with these folks, actually, I shared with you that I had Rabbi Weiss on, and you know, he's allied himself with our effort out of convenience or whatever. But I appreciated the effort he made, and it got some traction. So, you know, like we say, we'll accept our help where we can get it these days, because there's nothing more important than our right to express ourselves, Ted. And, I mean, you know, I don't have to have the same views as you, but I have to have the right to express my views. And, boy, I can't imagine an America where freedom of speech has been eradicated.
Well, we are in a position of great advantage now, because the Nei Berith really is a huge international Jewish religious educational fraternal organization. They have a 500,000 members. They have something like over 2,100 lodges worldwide in over 50 countries of the world. And so they do very largely represent organized world Jewry.
Actually, organized Zionism.
That's right. But you see, this puts the Jews worldwide in a bind, religious Jews and secular Jews, because ADL is reflecting upon them very badly by its creation of hate laws worldwide. It's setting up a huge 55-nation hate crimes Gestapo in Europe right now, is persecuting Christians around the world. And all this is coming back on the Jewish people and on Judaism, the Jewish religion, you see. So what we're doing is we're really building a fire under millions of Jews to put pressure on their ADL, the Nei Berith brethren, and tell them, hey, pull back now. Slow down now, or you are going to be stimulating such anti-Semitism around the world against us that it might not be worthwhile to push ahead your plans for a new world order as are going ahead in Europe. And so we're in a position of advantage here to actually pit Jew against Jew, if you will, to slow down this aggressive, premature persecution of Christians and free speech, which is coming from ADL B'nai B'rith.
Well, here's the interesting thing, Ted, that you may not be aware of. They just ramrodded something through in Brussels. They just passed a new law in Brussels that is designed to shut down free speech.
Oh, is that right?
And it's the next stage. See, what happened was the ADL had passed laws in individual countries. Uh-huh. Now they're trying to do it European Union-wide.
Yes, yes, I know. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe is their big organization, and it, of course, has ties to the EU. And these member nations, especially Holland, Brussels, Belgium, and so on, are cooperating very closely with the Germans and their ADL hate laws there in Germany to deliver over these Holocaust reductionists. We've seen just in the last month, Ernst Zundel, of course, has been deported to Germany. There's General Rudolph was whisked away from Chicago. There's a Sigrid de Verwerke, who is a Belgian. Another Belgian was arrested there in, I believe, in Holland. And what these nations surrounding Germany are doing is cooperating very closely with these demands for extradition under the German hate laws, which of course are ADL, B'nai B'rith in origin. And also the State of Israel, a year and a half ago, the Knesset of Israel made a decree that anyone in the entire world who in any way reduces the official 6 million figure of the Holocaust, the State of Israel will consider him an international criminal, a violator of Israel's laws, and the State of Israel can demand his extradition back to the State of Israel. This is very ominous, because what it may mean is that even though Zundel and Rudolph and David Irving in Austria are actually penalized or convicted, even in those countries, there may be further trials demanded by Israel and further extradition back to Jerusalem.
I have a sense, Ted, that they're overplaying their hand. I see a backlash already beginning to catch on here. Yeah. I've been at the vanguard of this fight, and I have made it it's my mission to defeat these people, and we've covered a lot of ground recently, and I got to tell you, we're doing the job. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a couple of pointy questions for Ted Pike, and I think we are making some headway here, so there's reason to take heart, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The French Connection is on and in English on the Genesis Radio Network.
We are back. It's great to have you here with me on this 23rd day of December. It is a fine day to share some truth with everybody. My guest today is Ted Pike. Before we go to that, Ted Pike is his website is truthtellers.org. Ted?
Yes, that's right. www.truthtellers.org.
Yeah, and mine is iamthewitness.com. And you can go there for all kinds of information, including a link to Ted's site as well. You just look at Ted's name, press on it, and it'll bring you over to Ted's site. Fact is, Ted, the Christian community has been bought and paid for, by and large, by some of, well, the larger organizations have, such as Ralph Reed's Christian Coalition, Mr. Falwell, this guy, Pat Robertson. These people are the worst kind of deceivers, I believe. And what is it about this group and this and the people who follow them? What is going on with them, and why can't we extricate their following from them? Because they are clearly acting in your view, probably sacrilegiously. In my view, criminally.
Yes. Well, I think it's a kind of a double-pronged element going on here. Back in 1913, when the Anti-Defamation League was founded out of B'nai B'rith to so-called combat anti-Semitism, they immediately began a huge propaganda, lecturing circuit, promotion, indoctrinating the evangelicals big time, that God's will was that the Jewish people return en masse to Palestine. It was the beginning of the Zionist movement and so on. And the Christian church got on board that, and they have really never gotten off board. And what we have here is a basic theological errors. You see, the whole return to Palestine was basically a religious argument which was thrust upon a largely secular world. And the Jews, of course, said that the land was given to them by their father Abraham thousands of years ago by divine decree. And the Christians agreed with that. They had a superficial understanding of the Old Testament. But the problem was that God is very clear in the Levitical law that the Jews don't have the right to go back to Palestine, even if they do, in theory, own it. They do not have the right to go back there in unbelief, in violence, in anti-Christianity, and the way that they went back under Zionist rule in the beginning of this century. The founders of Israel, the great Zionist leaders, Jabotinsky, Golda Meir, Begin, Shamir, on, they were all socialists, Bolsheviks, and so on. Menachem Begin was a leader of a Soviet communist brigade in Poland. He got tired of that, and he came down to Palestine and became a terrorist, the head of the Irgun. Same way with Shamir, the head of the Stern Gang, and so on. These were violent, bloody people, and certainly did not have any kind of biblical divine endorsement to come back in and set up a superpower in the Middle East, a so-called theocratic Zionist superpower enjoying God's protection. But the evangelicals bought into this in contradiction to their own scriptures.
No, I think they were bought into it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
no, they didn't buy into it, Ted. They were bought into it.
Yeah, that's right.
If you get my drift on this.
Yes, I do.
And Ralph Reed is a good example, taking gambling money from Abramoff in the amount of millions, while he professes to be religious, and he was going out campaigning against gambling while he was taking gambling money.
Yeah.
Or this guy Pat Robertson spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on manicures every week and having his hair coiffed. I mean, what kind of obsequious sickness is this? It makes me want to retch when I read the stories about these people.
Yes. Well, the thing is, you know, the Bible says that if you consent with a thief, you become a partaker in his evil deeds. And certainly what happened in 1948, especially when the UN mandate gave something like 95% of Judea to the Zionists, was a tremendous land grab in which thousands, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Palestinian and Arab shopkeepers, farmers, and so on completely lost their land and had to flee the Zionists over across the Jordan to try to find safety in the state of Jordan. And so this has been a tremendous injustice. It is not, I do believe, theologically, Daryl, that God does have unfinished business with the Jewish people and that he will bring a remnant of them back at his second coming. But what we have here today is a premature, fleshly, evil usurpation of divine prerogative and usurpation of that land, which doesn't do anything except create strife and even international terrorism in the Middle East. You know, the Bible says that if a man is righteous, even his enemies will be at peace with him. And yet the whole Zionist experiment, it was ostensibly to set up to save the Jewish people from persecution, but it has made the Middle East, and especially Israel, to be the most dangerous place today that any Jew could possibly live.
Well, they actually were the real precursors to they were the original ethnic cleansers, and they were the original genociders. They committed ethnic cleansing and cultural genocide of the Palestinians. When we come back, we've got a short segment, Ted. We'll set up our conversation for the second half of our broadcast here today. It's going great. It's going great, guys, and we've got a wonderful audience out there. It's nice to have you listening today. We'll be right back with more from Ted Pike.
for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Please check out my new show on Genesis called The Nutramedical Show, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, a pro-life physician who's worked as a contract civilian doctor with highly classified companies and the U.S. military. We bring the facts to you about the vaccines, depleted uranium, Oklahoma City nukes, 9/11, New World Orleans, the national ID, and the coming American Hiroshima, and genetic weaponized avian flu pandemic. Listen and hear experts on functional wellness, nutraceuticals, and the best science-based health supplements. Inform yourself and take action to control your destiny and the destiny of America and our world with me, Dr. Bill, at NutraMedical.com. I provide thousands of top-quality nutraceuticals with the best free learning center in America to evidence-based natural healing and truth about a Christian response to the New World Disorder. Again, listen to the NutraMedical Show on Genesis Radio Network Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central Time, only on GCN.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We've got a short segment here with Ted Pike, Reverend Ted Pike. He's acquiesced to come here on this day before Christmas Eve. It's still got a couple of days before Christmas there, Ted. So, you know, I'm surprised everybody took the day off. I decided to do my show anyway. And one of the things I want to talk about now is about deception, because this game we're playing on the internet, and you're a very savvy internet user. We've been battling here. You, myself, and anybody who's honestly fighting for the truth have been battling the disinformation people out there. And it's been my experience and in my discovery that 90% of the disinformation folks are Zionists, in fact, or they're working for Zionist organizations. I'm wondering how we go about getting our truth through this maze and this smokescreen of disinformation, because look, Ted, they blew down our buildings to start this war, killed 3,000 Americans. They had already practiced it in Oklahoma City. They visited horrible atrocities on our public, but it goes back farther than that. It goes back to the USS Liberty, which I did a show on last night, talking about the murder of 32 of our sailors and the permanently injuring of 120 others. And the facts are, We have never been able to get these truths out because of the powerful disinformation apparatus that these people have in place. How do we combat this? And maybe we can pick it up at the other side of the break, more of it. What do you think?
Well, I think the only way to do that really is to present the truth in a very documented and a researched way. The truth has a way of clearing away the cobwebs and bringing light and fresh air to situations of disinformation. One of the issues of disinformation, which I've been concerned about, is that I've been on many talk shows over the last year, and I keep hearing this idea that ADL, B'nai B'rith, are not really Jewish. They are Masonic in origins, and this is some kind of a Masonic front coming out of the British government or Scottish Rite Freemasonry or so on, and they have nothing to do with the Jewish people. And that's clearly an attempt, in my opinion, of disinformation, perhaps promulgated by the ADL, because, you see, I have been on close to 200 talk shows now in the last 15 months, and in virtually every one of them, I have blasted the ADL. I have shown the spotlight of scrutiny upon them, and they are squirming. They're trying to get away from a public identification of themselves as being Jewish or reflecting the beliefs of the Jewish religion or Jewish people and so on. And so here I'm hearing everywhere, oh no, the ADL is not Jewish. It doesn't represent the Jewish people in any way. It's Masons. So everybody go after the Masons, attack Masonry, and so on. And I, in fact, have put out an email alert just yesterday dealing with this at length. And if people would like to read that, I have that at my website, which is www.truthtellers.org. And I should mention that we have, of course, tens of thousands of people visiting our website. And if people would like to get these email alerts, just email me at Ted Pike, and I'll be glad to send them to you.
Well, we're going to talk about some other deceptions that we've been battling with as well, and maybe give a little bit of education about how all this goes together. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a 5 or 6 minute break. Ted's going to probably have some nice hot tea or something, and we'll all be back together here in just 5 or 6 minutes. Stick with us.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.